You guys like stealing? How about stealing another man's girl? Do you like that? You like that, huh? That's fair to you, huh? How about a good friend? Would you steal a good friend's girl? You would, huh? Wouldn't you? Don't fuck me. Don't blame me because you got no honor in your life. Don't blame me because you have no chivalry in your soul. How insecure are you, pal? Do you need to steal your friend's woman, or can't you go and get one for yourself? I just wanted to ask you that.
United States of America.
And every other country in the world.
That's right.
In the universe. Joe, why do you always say hi to United States first?
I actually don't know. I'm just sort of copying Bernie Mac. I miss Bernie Mac. I like Bernie Mac. But first of all, hi, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome, in fact, to the Carolyn and Joe Show. I'm happy you guys are listening. I'm very thankful for all you... Every single one of you that are listening to this show. Let's promote some stuff first. Carolyn, what do you do every single day or every night?
I do this blog called Sketch Before Sleep. And I basically draw a little illustration on the tablet and post it.
That's right.
And I do whatever I want.
Exactly.
Whatever I feel like.
Where can we find this awesome site?
You can go online to www.curls-studio/sketchbeforesleep. Wait, I forgot the .com. Hold on.
Don't forget the .com.
Okay, www.curls-studio.com/sketchbeforesleep.
Is it a backslash?
I think it's just the regular slash that you use for the internet.
Awesome. And also you have the Curls webcomic. That's a brand new episode every Monday and Thursday, correct?
Every Monday and Thursday at www.curls-studio.com/curls.
Does it have backslash?
Backslash. What is the other type of slash?
A front slash, right?
Who uses a front slash?
I don't know. Someone at NASA probably uses the front slash.
I don't know, man. I think the front slash is neglected.
I don't know. Maybe people like the backslash. The backslash actually sounds more cooler anyway than the front slash. Like, the backslash is almost like horror movie style. It's like, oh my god, did you see that guy get the backslash? Backslash! I love it. So yeah, definitely everyone go check out those websites. Of course, the show is brought to you by AstrayProductions.com.
.com.
If you feel like it, if you want to check out the construction of an awesome feature film that's going to be made called Help Wanted. Probably called Help Wanted, might change. But go to AstrayProductions.com/HelpWantedMovie. And you'll definitely. Yes, Astray.
It's That's spelled how it's pronounced. A-S-T-R-A-Y.
Exactly. Just like how it sounds. I don't see any other way of pronouncing that.
How do you spell Astray?
I spell Astray with an A, with an S-T-R-A-Y. Sunday. I spelled it correctly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm actually pretty horrible at... It's weird, and it's probably embarrassing, because one, I have a blog and I write, and I write all this all the time on Twitter, at the Astray J Twitter. You guys can check me out there as well. And you can check out Curls Curl Studio, right? There's not just Curl Studio at Twitter. Curl Studio.
Curl Studio, one word.
Curl Studio / Twitter. Is that how they do the names?
No, it's just twitter.com/ Curl Studio.
Yeah, and then you can check us out there. I almost find it very poetic that I'm a writer, or poetically ironic that I'm a writer, but I can't really do grammar well or spell. I just write. I think that was one of the first things that
it's like a subconscious writing.
My brain enjoys writing, but my brain also hates the idea of writing. Does that make any sense?
It hates like the school stuff, like grammar. You like the thought process?
I'm really more of a fan, but like if someone were to ask me like, oh, you're a writer. So it's just like someone were to ask me like, hey, you're a filmmaker. You must know all these movies. I think it's the same thing. And like, I don't know all these movies. I don't know everything in the world. And I think that's the same thing
God, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And I think that's definitely the same thing when it comes to my writing as well. If like someone's like, hey, you're a writer. What books have you read? I was like, well, I didn't say I was a reader. It's like, I really enjoy the getting stuff out. But I really, really despise, like, you know, it's almost like a performance. You know, once it's out, I just like to leave it alone. Like, it's done. What's done is done. But then I hate having to go back and relive it. It's like looking at a performance like that you've done, like watching it and then having to scrutinize over each and every, like, you're like, oh, I did a wrong step there. Except with writing, you have to sort of like live with that, you know? And that's one thing that's sort of, I find funny. Those are the best jokes, the ones that I find funny, for myself at least.
But at least when you write on the web, you can make edits to it.
Yeah.
It's not in print, yeah, finalized.
Exactly. But, you know, one day I'm going to get, you know, maybe I'll have an awesome editor. And they'll be like, your ideas are awesome. Let me just clean it up.
Maybe for the future, you can get Awesomeo to be like your editor.
Awesomeo?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. What was Awesomeo?
It's that robot that's at Disney.
Oh, yeah. And he can run.
Yeah.
He's the only robot that can run.
His name is Awesomeo, and he's spelled A-S-I-M-O. You can look him up on the internet. You can see tons of videos of him on YouTube and stuff. And he's made by Honda.
Did we actually ever do the Disneyland, our Disneyland review?
No, we didn't.
We didn't do the Disneyland review. Maybe we should do a Disneyland
review. What did we talk about?
Hold on, let's take a vote to the people who are listening. Do you guys want us to review Disneyland? Like, the most troublesome 2-0... on the internet, do you want us to review our experience of going to Disneyland?
Put your hands up.
I always found that always hilarious. Like, even when I was in college or at the end of high school,
we're taking a vote right now.
Like, whenever the teacher would ask like a basic question, like, so what do you guys think? And no one raises their hand. I thought that's exactly what the world is like. It's like, that's exactly what the majority is like. If you look at a classroom, most likely that's the representation of humanity. Someone, the teacher, probably the person in power of the class, would ask the people, hey, so what do you guys want to do today? And no one raises their hand. That's the world.
The world doesn't want to do anything today?
The world doesn't know what the fuck they want. That's what that's the world to me.
You must have been in some bad classes then.
I don't know.
No one even... What'd you do? Just sat there?
Oh, hold on. Let me check something. Talk amongst yourselves.
Whoa. I'm talking amongst myself, and Joe has left the show. Let's enjoy this wonderful music. And now Joe is back.
Sorry about that, America. So WrestleMania is happening in a week, and you know, for this episode, we're actually taping this the day before the release, or you know, we're releasing it on time, so to speak. And I had to run up there and check if I was actually recording, because I don't want to miss it. That's
so
how I
am. So what's going on Raw?
I don't know. I didn't check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but so basically, what were you talking about while I was gone?
We were just enjoying this lovely music.
Yeah, so Disneyland. I've been to Disney World. I've been to Epcot Center. I've been to MGM
Studios.
Have
you been to Disney Hong Kong?
I have not been to Disney Hong Kong. I bet it's a lot cooler, though.
Isn't there one in Europe, too?
A Disney Hong Kong in Europe?
No, there is another one in Europe. There's Disney Europe or something.
So, I bet that'd be absolutely awesome.
They should have a Disney Africa.
a Disney Africa with an
with
Disney.
Like, it could be like a safari.
You know how like California has their California Adventure, Disney's California Adventure. What if it was the Disney's African Adventure, and they have Simba, and they got the Jungle Book.
They should do that.
Wait, the Jungle Book's not going to be in Africa though, right?
Where is that?
Wouldn't that be like in?
They have jungles in Africa.
I guess so. That is true. The Amazon is in Africa, right?
Is this a test?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
I feel kind of dumb now because I don't know Amazon's where the Amazon is.
Amazon's a rainforest, right?
It's a river.
The Amazon. Oh yeah, that's right. Wow.
Is that in?
We're so
like
brilliant.
Showing our dumbness now. Is that in South America or Africa?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Wait. The Nile is in Africa.
No, the Nile's in Egypt.
Yeah, but that's in Africa. Egypt is in Africa.
Okay. So where's that other one?
So that the Nile is in, the Nile crosses the Amazon.
No, where's
right?
The Amazon?
No, the Amazon's the water.
Yeah.
But what's the rainforest? Wait, name a rainforest then.
The rainforest is in like Peru or something.
No, there's several rainforests, but there's a rainforest in Africa though, isn't there?
I'm sure there is somewhere.
There's just got to be one. All right, let's go on to a subject that we can.
I think I come across really stupid here now.
Well, I don't know. If you ask like any normal person these days, I doubt they even like talk about the rainforest.
Actually, the there's funny so
many,
thing is,
but there's so many causes these days, and I think people have totally forgot about the rainforest. Then we need to save the rainforest. I think everyone's just like, fuck the rainforest. That was so 90s.
I remember in like 8th grade, somebody like went on like this big trip to the African rainforest. I don't know if it was African, but the rainforest.
There's one in South America too, right?
But do you remember in 8th grade, like a couple kids went and it was like a lot of money?
And they didn't return?
No, they returned, but I don't even remember who went. But I just remember like hearing about it because also I did the paper in 8th grade.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a story on it. And like a few kids went.
Did they return?
I think so. I don't remember.
Some of them returned.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about Natalie Holloway, though. She's gone.
She's gone. You're out of here. Yeah, everyone sort of forgot about the rainforest, though, right? They think you got Hayden Panettiere talking about the whales. Everyone wants to save Haiti. What's that rapper from New Orleans? The Martian.
Martian.
Now I forgot his name.
But I feel like if you were to like quiz me about all these like geography questions and stuff, I feel like I would have done better in like 4th or 5th grade.
Because they were up to date during the
holidays?
The rainforest and all the natural environments. And
I feel like back then
I learn about photosynthesis.
Because we had to take a quiz on like the capitals of all the 50 states and stuff.
Do you think people know where Haiti is? Like the average person?
I hope so.
Do you think the average high schooler or the average college going person or the average Kevin Smith audience knows where Haiti is?
I think they might have a general idea of where it is.
I don't even know where Haiti is. Is it in Africa?
No, it's like an island. It's like near Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I knew where it was all along, America.
But like, I guess
I'm sorry, America.
Because I remember in, I think it was 4th grade, we had to know all the states and like where they were located, plus we had to know the capitals, all the 50 states.
Yeah.
And then we had to know like all these countries and stuff. I feel like I really knew the world better at that age than I do now.
Which is
kind of sad. Like, if somebody were to ask me what the capital of Iowa is.
Well, tell me what the capital of Zaire is.
Well, that's not a state.
What's the capital of Zaire?
Zimbabwe. Like, I just
Chris
feel
Rock.
Stupid. Like, what's the capital of Iowa?
Where is Iowa?
I don't know. But I did know in 4th grade.
Really?
Because I did, like, a really good job. Like, my mom helped me. I remember we really learned everything.
The capitals?
Yeah, like I knew them all, like, so good.
You know what?
I think
really...
I only might have missed one in the test. But I did really good. Like, I got an A.
Well, truthfully, I think you're in the norm. Because I don't think a lot of normal Americans know what the capital of Iowa is. Or the capital of anything. What's the capital of Washington? Washington, you know, what's
Washington
the capital?
Washington State?
Yeah, what's the capital of...
Seattle?
What's the capital of Zimbabwe? I don't know.
Man, this is pretty pathetic.
It's not pathetic at all.
It's very pathetic, I think.
I think it would be more pathetic if you were some sort of historian and you didn't know, you know, like some sort of history teacher or geography teacher.
You know what I think would be?
Was there actually a geography class?
Yeah.
They can teach that for a whole year?
I think so. Like, or at least there was like half a year on it. But, you know, I think it would be interesting to, you know, they have that, I've never seen the show, but they have Think You're Smarter Than an 8th Grader or whatever.
Yeah, I probably do really pathetic compared to that.
But, like, see, I bet those kids could whip our butts. And then, like, also, it would be interesting to, if somebody had, like, say, a quiz where you did really take it in, like, fourth grade. But, like, let's say they, like, saved all those quizzes and waited, like, they'll do it, like, every like, 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Then they're like, time to take your fourth grade quiz again.
Take your competency.
But the thing is like, you wouldn't know. It would be like how they drug test people.
They just show up.
Yeah, they're
how, like, the WWE just does surprise drug testing.
Yeah, they're like, surprise, time to take your fourth
grade quiz. Like a real pop quiz. Pop quiz! To the end of days.
The sad part is, like, I would probably get, like, 50% of what I got back when I was younger. That's pretty bad.
But what would be the what would happen if you don't have a good outcome on these tests? Like, it's like, if you don't ace your geography test when you're, like,
I don't think
65.
Anything would really happen, but it would be, like, humiliating in a way. It would be like, actually smarter when I was, like, 10.
What if that's how they tax you? Like, the more that you know, the less that you have to pay for tax. Do you think that would pump up people's?
Well, remember how they always have, like, I guess people always ask who the vice president of the United States is, and no
one
knows.
What's the capital of Zaire? No one knows the capital of Zaire.
Why would anyone want to know the capital of Zaire?
It's Martin Luther King.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Where is Zaire?
Well, even, like, in Richmond.
Where's Richmond?
No, Richmond is the capital of Virginia.
It's true.
So at least I know that. But Richmond is, like...
What's the capital of North Carolina?
Raleigh?
Is Raleigh been... I don't even know.
You should actually quiz me one time. We should do this for next episode.
I'm not a teacher. I don't want to be one of the knows in the nose of the states.
I'm just saying, I feel like I'm dumb
just
now.
Tell me what the capital of Zaire is and we'll be all right.
I told you, Zimbabwe. What's the capital of Germany?
Berlin. Is that the capital of Germany?
I hope so. I should ask you questions I actually know the answer to.
Why don't the people at home email us the answers and we'll figure it out.
Joe,
but you know what?
What's the capital of Zimbabwe, Joe?
Zaire. But you know what, America? I'm not really trying to know all the capitals of the United States. I'm trying just to know what I know. And what I know right now is that we're on the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Yes. Now, okay.
Live.
If
live,
you were to
actually.
Say, like, okay, let's say everyone has, like, a few things that they're expertise in.
Okay.
What are the top three things that you would say that you have extreme knowledge in?
Extreme knowledge?
Top three things, and can be anything.
I wonder what the top three, the things that I know are more than anyone else in this world.
The things that you think that you are, you would be considered an expert on.
Storytelling.
So storytelling. You have two more choices to say that you're an expert on.
Let's see, because if I would include storytelling, that's like every medium of storytelling.
Well, you just pick three things that you think that you're an expert on. It can be anything. It can be like Crayola crayon colors or something. Like, so I bet there is somebody
the
out there that knows every single...
I am the best at Crayola crayons.
I bet there
crayons.
Is somebody that knows, like, every single color that can name you, like, the exact color if they see it.
Well, I think I'm a damn good, like photographer or filmmaker, but I count that under storytelling.
I think you're being too specific.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying is that, like, with me, I think I'm one of the best, like, storytellers there is in certain forms at this point, whether it is on the radio show, where it is making a film, where it is, you know what I mean? Like, in those...
Okay, well, what do you think is your hidden talent that, like, is not obvious?
I have no idea.
Like, can you bounce something on your head or something silly? Like, do you have any, like, weird talent?
I'm not quite sure because I don't think I really hide a lot of my talents. You know?
That's true.
It's just for certain people, they don't realize what... They're like, oh, I didn't know you did this. Oh, he can do everything. Oh, he's jack of all trades, master of none. Fuck you who said that.
I'm trying to think if I have anything, like...
It's tough to say, like...
Strange.
I mean, like, I don't really... Like, when I think...
Like, you know how when we saw Brothers Bloom?
Like, I think I can... When I play music, I can throw a lot more passion in playing music than a lot more people. But then I'm not the greatest guitarist in the world, you know?
You know when we saw Brothers Bloom?
Yeah.
How Rachel Weisz's character could do all these weird things.
Yeah. Like, she was so bored that she just sort of, learned everything that she could.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really cool. But I can't really, I don't know if I'm like, if I have if the best in the, you know what I mean?
Can
like,
you, I'm not saying you have to be the best in the world, but just like something you can do that like not the average person can do that you think is unique.
Yeah, I have incredible timing. I think I have the best timing out of 98% of people in the whole entire world. When it comes to when to say a joke, when it comes to when not to say a joke, when it comes to surprises, when it comes to like bring things up, when it comes to the way I edit, to comes to how I take photos, playing music, running, walking, driving, seeing, laughing, breathing, not breathing, blinking, you know, the best time to turn up, jump, left. I think I have incredible timing. I think that's like, come to think about it, I think that's what I have. I have impeccable timing. If I'm late, it's because I'm meant to be late. That's what I think. I think that's my incredible hidden talent that I can. But see, people won't even say that's a talent unless I put that into other aspects of like what I do. Like, oh,
that's like an overall thing. It's not like a one that people think of when people are like, oh, what talents are you?
Awesome timing.
It's like a beauty show response usually. Like, oh, I play the piano.
Yeah, but who would
enter the talent competition and be like, I have perfect timing? Well, I mean, how are you supposed to really display that?
Well, I mean, but that's like a, but see, I think that's what I think is weird about, I guess, the way my process is, the way I am, is that I don't look at it as like, oh, I'm going to learn how to record. I'm going to learn how to play guitar. I'm going to learn this thing and I'm going to be this. It's like, it's not that. It's just I figured out that everything is the same. Like I believe that there's traits that are involved in everything that we do. Like timing is something that you need in everything. It's like timing. You need to know timing when you cook. You need to know perfect timing when you're updating like your software. You need to know perfect timing if you want to record something. You need to know perfect timing when you're playing drums. You need to know perfect timing when you're drawing or when you're creating art. You know what I mean? Like it's those, I think pacing, like understanding that, if you were to know that trait, you'd be able to put that into everything you know. And then it'll be less about the skill and more about how you use the skill.
Wouldn't it be crazy if somebody had a skill that was like, they could always draw perfect circles?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like no matter what.
You know what, if
that'd
I were to
be
say,
like so insane.
You know, to come to think about it, I guess if there's something like that I'm good at, I'm good at handling a knife. I'm extremely good at handling a knife. I'm completely fearless towards slicing and dicing. That is something that not a lot of people get
can
to see.
Can you do like that special chop thing that they do on like, Iron
can,
Chef? That's like
yeah, I can do that like super fast. If I have a good knife, I can do that.
I don't think I've ever seen you chop like that.
Well,
fast.
You missed it because like I think I had like really good training because back in the day, like my mom would be in charge of like disposing of like these certain liquids or these just like. Like we'd have to dismantle stuff in which involved cutting and like cutting like large boxes and having like it's like you know like IVs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like she would have to basically drain all those out and you know but they're all bad so they're non-toxic at this point so you just drain them out and then we would have them like in these like giant like 8-foot stacks, like you're talking big stacks, and we would just have them stood up like in the backyard. And then, I don't know, maybe they're like, oh, he likes to handle a knife. Why don't we give Joe a knife and give him 50 cents and he can just slash away at that, like, all day long. And then that's basically what happened was that, so I'd be back there and I'll just start, like, just, you know, I'd get all my anger and just start stabbing away at it. And after a while, I just tried to shape it into some sort of art form. And so I was just, like, slashing and then trying to do, like, 10 at a time. It was like I was killing someone, but I wasn't. I was doing it a healthy way. And I think that's how I got the skill because then I got the confidence with the knife. The only thing I can't do at this point is because Brian Sarvis, who's also you can see on the Help Wanted movie website, he can do that thing where he flicks the knife out like of the what's it called of the blade,
mm-hmm.
like the holding
the holder.
Blade. Yeah, like I don't really own one like that, so I don't have a lot of practice in doing
maybe
that.
Maybe he's not really doing it. Maybe he just has a magic button that it already flicks out itself.
No, he can flick it. I mean, he just flicks it once and puts it back in. I bet if you give me 2 minutes, I'd do that. But I never found like after that, Exactly. That's how it is. That's the metaphor for my life. It's like I can show you how to use it, but I can't tell you how to open it, you know?
But when I look at how like Chris Angel performs and stuff, like when you talk about flicking a knife and stuff.
But see, he has timing. He knows extremely about timing because he knows, like, again, timing is something where in Chris Angel's business is you need it. Like, absolutely. You need to know when to divert the attention. You need to know when's the right time to apply pressure to something to hide it. You know what I mean? You need to know when's the right time to take out a card or when to hide the card.
But that's even like what he does with the cards, it's like, and he acts like it's nothing too.
Yeah, but see,
like as if he's just like waving his hand around, and then like all these cards appear, and I don't even know how he does that.
But see, that's like, again, that's timing. Like it's I can hold and throw a football. But it's like if you don't have timing, you don't know when the right time is to release out of your hand to apply the right pressure for it to go as further as far as possible.
Like, you know that Chris Angel, that one where he like threw a pack of cards at like a phone book and then it landed on the exact page that he said it was going to land on?
Yeah. Timing.
I don't know, man. That was weird.
I mean, that is my hidden skill. Like, I think that I aesthetically have as much like... harder, you know, I have a work ethic that's 98% more than probably majority of the people, but it's so that gives me the patience enough to keep working at something, to have the to learn that patience, you know, to learn that timing. That's what's crucial. There's my hidden talent. I don't know if that's my third. I don't know what my two and three would be.
Storytelling and timing.
Storytelling, timing. But see, I put timing under storytelling. I don't know why.
Well, it doesn't have to be ranked.
But, you know, but I put that in the storytelling aspect, because to tell a good story, you need to have to know when to bring the pace down and know when to have the timing, you know, that bring things up.
I mean,
you
could put so many things under one umbrella anyway.
Yeah. So if it's skills, I guess I could be good at everything. People have always said, like, oh, Joe, you do everything. So you're, oh, this guy, he knows how to do everything. It's not true.
Is there something that, like, that's,
because there's things I don't want to know.
That, like, that you know, like, no matter how hard you try, you won't be that great.
Here's another thing. Yeah, I can learn super fast. I have good timing, and I can learn super fast. Extremely fast, if I'm paying attention. Now, that's one thing. I think a third skill is I can zone anything out. There's my skills, America. I have perfect timing, I can learn super fast, and I can zone anything out. Those are my talents.
When you zone anything out, but it's up to your brain how you want it. If you want to take it in or not.
It's up for me to choose when's the right time to zone in and out.
So is there any skill that like no, that you've tried?
I just told you my skills.
No, wait, but no matter how hard you try, you'll never really get good at it.
No.
So you're good at everything.
Well, because you got to think about in the story aspect, it's like, when am I supposed to be good at it? So it's like, in me, I won't be able to answer that question properly, because it's like, oh, so you're never going to be good at this, when I know specifically if I keep practicing and if I put my work into it and I choose when to choose the right time in which to apply that, I can be good at anything.
What was your worst school subject?
Everything.
That's not true.
I don't know. The ones I didn't pay attention to. Well, also taking consideration for at least... I got glasses like in eighth grade, and I didn't wear them until junior year.
Why? Because you thought you didn't look cool?
Exactly. I didn't know when the right time was to bring it up.
Oh my god. That's terrible.
But see, what's funny is that, like, physically, I was more, during that time, I was more physically active, so to speak, like doing sports and wrestling and stuff when I wasn't wearing my glasses. But then once I started wearing glasses, it toned it down. I like couldn't do it because now I'm like, no, my glasses. I can't mess with my glasses. So I was like, so that's basically what happened. The glasses like screwed me over. Now I don't want to wear contacts because everyone's all like, oh, you look so much better with glasses. And I'm like, god damn it.
So were you afraid of wearing glasses when you were in like elementary school? Sorry, like eighth grade, ninth grade.
Yeah, because basically at that
point, did you think that they were dorky?
Well, they were. They weren't really as cool as like the glasses I have now. Now that I've had these same frames since like 2002.
And I know, but like, why didn't I don't understand why you
the glasses
didn't wear
weren't
glasses.
As but glasses just weren't as cool back then.
Didn't you want to like see and learn?
Sure.
Instead, you just sat in the back and blurry eyed.
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't sit in the back. I sat like in the middle sometimes. You know, that's just how adolescence is sometimes. Just like, oh,
you're like,
I can't fail. I guess that girl looks hot over there. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to impress her, but I can't really see her. She probably thinks I'm looking at her boobs. in like eighth grade, that's how it is.
That's how it is.
And then like they're all like, oh my god, you wear glasses, and I have to sit at like the glasses wearing table in the kitchen.
But I mean, not the kitchen. You know what? That is true in the kitchen.
in the cafeteria. My fault, America.
But you know how you said my that fault, your physical activity went down after you started wearing glasses because you wanted to protect glasses?
Well, that just became a thing. It's just sort of like you're now like, well, I can't.
Do you know what I feel about that?
Because you know what happens every time? Because you don't rush into it as much. Before, you would just rush right in. Like, oh, let's go play some basketball. Let's go do it. Let's go. Yeah, let's play b-ball. And then, but then, like, once you start wearing the glasses, you're just like, oh, hold on. I got to put my glasses somewhere.
You know what is funny? Also,
wait, before you say that, there's one time in eighth grade I was walking around like the gym, like without my glasses, and
did you hit the wall?
No, I didn't hit the wall. But you know what ended up happening? I actually stepped on someone else's glasses who put it down. But I didn't know what happened, so I just ran away.
Did you hear the crunch?
I heard something like that.
But how do you know you stepped on glasses?
Because like
you didn't have yours on, you don't know what you stepped on.
But like you can sort of tell, you know what I mean? And also I saw someone like, oh shit, someone stepped on my glasses,
and you just ran away.
Well, everyone, you know how
do
like
you know
everyone
whose glasses those were?
Some Asian dude. And but like you know like when everyone's just playing basketball and stuff like that, yeah. You can't really no one can tell.
That would suck for his parents. It would comes home and then he's like, oh, somebody stepped on my glasses.
No, it wasn't like he was like an American one.
Oh, he's an American Asian.
But that's like
Asian American.
See, yeah, and then you know, everyone at that time, everyone's all like contacts. You don't want to wear contacts. And then my friend Carlos got it was like this new thing, contacts, and also those transparent braces, whatever the...
Oh, the clear braces.
Yeah, the clear braces. It's like, why didn't someone just make that up in the first place, man?
But the funny thing is the clear braces cost, like, a lot more.
Because they're clear, but, like, yeah. you say...
But I guess, like, honestly, I don't really know how much more it costs to produce.
I bet now, these days, they probably cost less. Because now I see just normal commercials for them. Like, what's it called? Like a...
Invisalign?
Yeah, like all
no,
that.
No, but that's like a little mold that you put in your...
Yeah, but that's like... That's what the invisible ones are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are, because then you just go to a different mold, like, after certain weeks.
Yeah, but some people need, like, different movement of their teeth. Like, if you just need to, like, push them back or something, you can wear the Invisalign, but if you need to, like, actually tighten them... You know, like kern your teeth, to use a typography saying.
Yeah.
You probably need to get like traditional braces.
That's probably true.
But anyway, you know, you're talking about the glasses concern about how when you want to jump in on a sport, but you can't go as hardcore anymore because you wear glasses.
Yeah. And then I didn't want to wear those geeky glasses either.
What
like
geeky
the
glasses?
Sports glasses.
Oh, would they have like a headband around them?
Yeah,
or
like that wasn't because
I don't
also,
know anyone that wore those.
Well, I did, but like also like I had like long hair, so then I couldn't exactly just put it over my hair.
Well, from a girl's point of view, imagine this: once you get your period, like I don't know, I just like I'm not saying that it was completely horrible, but there were moments where it's like you can't really move as well. You know, you're kind of bleeding down there, and like, you don't want to like.
I don't know how we jump from glasses to
no, but that's how
vaginal blood. My vagina's bleeding.
But then even worse, at that time, like you might not know when it's gonna happen. But you might not know when it's gonna happen, and then like all of a sudden, like your gym shorts get like blood on them. You don't want that to happen. Honestly, that never happened to me, but, like, I know of people that happened to. Since, like, then you just, like, try to sit out gym or, like, not be really as active and stuff. Or, like, you try to, like, stuff your pants with toilet paper and stuff. So, like...
So, is this, like, a common occurrence that happened in the high school, like, or in the college gyms? Or, like, my vagina's bleeding!
In college, like, I think people had a better grasp of it, but
I think,
like,
actually, there was more vaginal products at that time, too, right? And caught during the late 2000s.
But also, like, I don't know what average age people get their period, but I think I got mine in 8th grade. And I think it was 8th grade. And, like, at that time when you're in... And I know some people that got their period in 4th grade. That was the earliest. I know of somebody that got their period in 4th grade. Can you imagine 4th grade? I mean, that's pretty young. And, like... Here, like, you know, you don't... That's scary in 4th grade to have that happen, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in elementary school, they don't really have, like, tampons in the bathrooms. It's not like you can put in a quarter and get a tampon, you know, or something. So, like,
it's, it just costs a quarter?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, like, it's not like you can have them readily available.
I have to say that, like, tampon commercials are probably the most, like, fanciest commercials I've ever seen in my whole entire lifetime. They've had so many different tampon commercials, it's incredible.
But, I mean, but can you see how, like, if you're running around in like, high school, middle school, even elementary school for some people?
Well, that's
like,
why
you
now
you don't want to, like, have, you know, and also, you don't know when it's happening, especially, like, when you're in elementary school or middle school.
There's not, like, not a lot of knowledge about it?
Yeah, it's like, and also, like, you don't know, like, when it's going to come out, you know? So then, like, all of a sudden, if it happens, like, you're, I know of people that had to, like, leave class because they were, you know, they were bleeding down there and, like...
How does that happen? Like, when, like, how does that person treat the situation? How does the teacher treat that situation?
Well,
let's go
know.
Through a moment. Do you
I mean,
remember
I don't
how this?
Know. I don't know.
Well,
I just
remember like they just raised their hand and like, I'm bleeding.
No, or it wasn't just... like publicly, because girls wouldn't do that. They probably go. I mean, it never happened to me, but like I would probably go to the teacher and be like, I'm starting my period. I can't really play. I don't have my pad on or something, you know, like.
And the gym teacher's like, I told you in there to go get your pads to play this game.
No, but I don't know, but it's like it just gets to the point where it's like I don't. And then also, like, we had to wear like little shorts and stuff.
Everyone had to wear little shorts.
I know,
or were the girl shorts shorter than the boy shorts?
I think so, because the guys had like those long basketball type ones.
The girls got the booty short
we
ones?
Had like booty shorts or like, you know, basketball player shorts from the 70s.
Why is that? I guess that's just how people manufacture girls' clothing these days. They're just like,
but
yeah,
like,
they should have the shorter ones.
If that's that
ones
close to like the vagina, you know, you don't want to have like, you know,
blood streaming down your.
Yeah, like,
you don't have like Blood Brothers.
I don't want
from like remember that in Superface.
Because I remember like I used to carry around a pad with me in my backpack just in case it ever happened. Because you don't know, like, and also back then you didn't really pay attention to the calendar. It's not like, oh, this is when my expected period might come this week or something. But anyway, I used to carry one around with me for emergencies. But there was, I will admit, a couple times it didn't get messy at all, but I would just be peeing and then all of a sudden it would come and then I was like, uh-oh, and then I didn't have my pad, so I just like had to stuff it with toilet paper,
man. And now the world knows.
And I can assure you though, even
that's
though
what,
I,
that's what,
even
that's
though
what happened
share,
to guys, that's what happened to guys too,
but even though even though I share it with the world, I can assure you that that has happened to almost I would 100% of women, that they have been caught off guard and they have to stuff their pants with toilet paper. It's not that bad because if you can hold it off for a few hours until you get home or get a new pad or something. I mean, I could have always probably went to the school nurse and gotten it, but it's like, I never even thought about that, to be honest with you.
What a horrible experience these women have.
I never actually even thought about going to the school nurse.
Because it's not like a guy's like penis starts bleeding. It just, they get, like, I guess their closest equivalent would be, like, they're in class and they get, like, an erection or something. They're like, I can't play basketball, I have an erection.
Did that happen to people?
It would be such an awesome excuse, though. Coach Trevor, I can't.
Coach Trevor?
I don't know what the hell.
That actually is a pretty good coach name.
Coach Trevor.
We should have that as in Kid Rocky.
Coach Trevor. Maybe that'll be a joke I write in.
Okay.
Why couldn't Jimmy go to play basketball? Oh, he got an erection.
I think we should do a Kid Rocky where one of them gets a period.
I thought we already did.
Yeah, but like a more in-depth story.
Oh my god. I don't know if I'm ready to write that story. That'd be the most graphic story I ever write yet.
It doesn't have to be that bad.
There was an episode in Dawson's Creek where Pacey got like he got sent to detention because he was masturbating in the boys' locker room.
Can I tell a story about periods?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead. That's like, what we'll title this. First period.
Okay, well this wasn't actually anyway. So like I forget how old I was.
Wait,
exactly.
Is this a story about you or a story about someone else?
It's me. It's a true story.
All right, well, you guys sign this form to say that you can't hold the show.
Sign it in blood.
So you can't. Oh no! That you're not gonna see the show. Sign it here. Sign.
Okay.
Okay.
Well. I forget actually what grade I was in, but it was like before I actually really got my period. And it might have been around 6th grade. And I was visiting my fake grandma in New Jersey. See, because I always call her my fake grandma Dot, because I don't call her that, of course, to her face. I just call her Dot. But my granddad, after my grandma... After my grandma died, my granddad got remarried to this lady named Dot in New Jersey. And I just called her my fake grandma, like, behind her back.
Yeah.
Because she's not really my real grandma, so I just called her my fake grandma. No disrespect. It was just... I just thought it's a better term to use. You know? Because then if you say, like... my step-grandma or something, it sounds like my granddad got divorced or something. Anyway.
Anyway.
So we went to go see Dot.
Not to get personal or anything.
Went to go see Dot in New Jersey, and I was wearing, like, pantyhose that had tan color, so they were, like, a little bit dyed. And I guess, like, I must have got a little bit wet down there or something. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You did not just say that. You did not just say that. You already signed the form. You did not just say that last line. America,
no,
I did not
and,
just
and
hear
I
that
don't
last
know.
Line.
I don't think it was
maybe
like...
I just got a little wet down there.
I don't think I, like,
ladies,
peed
did you,
or anything.
Ladies, did you get wet down there?
I don't think I, like, peed down there or anything. It could have just been, like, typical sweat, you know? I mean, it wasn't like... I was, like, in sixth grade, okay? But anyway, so I looked down at my underwear, and it was, like,
what, you
reddish.
You looked down at your underwear?
Yeah, because I was going to the bathroom. Okay, so I was in the bathroom. I peed. I mean, maybe I had, like, a little bit of pee left on me. I don't know how this happened. But, like, somehow I think that the brown pantyhose, like, dyed my underwear a little bit. Because I had, like, whitish underwear.
What?
And so, like, but there was, like, a little spot that was, like, a little nothing. It didn't even really look like blood. It was just, like, a little bit of, like, tan. Like, you know, it wasn't like, a lot of liquid or anything. It wasn't even anything. Just imagine, like, a tan, like, as if somebody spilt a little drop of, like, iced tea on my panties. Okay? And so, like, I was, like, I freaked out, though. Because, first of all, A, I was, like, in an unknown... like, area, because I'm not used to, like, being in my fake grandma's house, and, like, it freaked me out. Anyway, so, like, I told my mom, and I was like, I think I got my period, and, like, she was like, oh, and, like...
That was her response?
No, I don't know, but she was like...
Congratulations,
she was like, oh, well, and but I was, like, freaking out, because, like, I never saw, like, anything on my panties before. Like, I mean, they were always just white, you know, obviously, like, I didn't, you know, they're just... regular, but this, I don't know, I think, like, honestly, that the, like, the pantyhose dyed it in that area a little bit. I don't know how that happened, but it just did. Anyway, because it wasn't, like, actually coming from my body.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, it freaked me out, and then I told her, and then she's like, oh, you're becoming a woman now.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, and, like, and then she, like, explained to me about some of it. I don't remember exactly what she said. But then, like, later on, I was like, nothing else is coming out. Like, but I just, it was like the first period scare. Freaked me out, though.
It's like a, so I don't know how to, so it was and it wasn't? It
no, it
could have
wasn't
been.
Anything.
It was just.
It was just like a little bit of, like, the dye came off the, like, the pantyhose that were, like, tan colored. You know, if, like, if you
were
have,
there any,
you have
were there,
you've had an outfit like that before where
I haven't
like
had any
tan
colored anything in
no,
my
but
life.
Like, no, but on any shirt where it, like, changed color a little bit because of, like, a dye. What? Well, let's see what Perry Farrell has to say about this.
Well, what makes gold precious? Is there any other stories from high school of anyone else you've heard of tragic tragedies?
I mean, I just remember a lot of people in the bathrooms being like, oh my god, I got my period, I don't have anything. So I remember I always had to give my pad up to people.
And then you end up having...
But then that was like the time that like maybe a few days later I didn't replenish it in my backpack. And then it happened to me, so I just had to stuff my...
And then no one was like, oh, you can have mine. They're all like, fuck you.
No, I mean, I didn't even ask for it.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
I was like too scared.
Because that would be just like human beings, man. That'd be just like human
beings. No, but
beings
I just wouldn't even ask.
Like,
I wouldn't even ask, though. But the people that asked me were, like, my friends. But then whenever I had to need one, but, like, I never really asked. I don't know why I never asked. I just didn't really like talking about it.
Just let it roll.
Yeah, I was like, well, I can just stuff it for a few hours until I get home. Like, and then I would just go back to the bathroom in between every class and, like, check on it and... Get a new fake pad.
Replenish.
And it wasn't like
replenish
messy.
Replenish the fluids.
It wasn't even. No, I wouldn't replenish the fluids. I would like just change it. Like I would just put in new toilet paper. And sometimes I wouldn't even need new toilet paper because nothing happened. But it was just like, but it didn't, it, I, it doesn't, it sounds messy, but it's like not.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, I take pretty good care of like being clean, so yeah. I just like never really talked about it with people, and I choose to first talk about it here on the radio show,
and that's what
in
we do
front
on,
of the world.
That's what we do on the radio show. We let it out. We let it all out.
But
all
you know what?
Out,
I don't
guys,
actually remember like I don't actually remember the first period. I think it like just kind of happened, and then I knew for sure. I was like, "This is it. This is it right here. This is blood coming here.
This is the moment. This is what I've been waiting for.
I wasn't,
this is this
actually,
is what
I,
it's all about.
I wasn't.
Oh no."
I'm actually glad I kind of went through the scare like 2 years earlier, you know, because then like
so you're all prote- you're like, all like
because
ready.
Then
you're
like
anticipating
when it
the moment the
then,
great moment that could
but then
happen.
When it actually happened, I was just like, I mean, I think I, you know, I was maybe a little bit like, oh my god, it's here, but I wasn't like freaking out as much as I did the first time.
I wonder if some girls have had like some really horrible ones. Horrible
oh,
stories.
Oh, you want to know what happened?
Just like in Superbad.
On my same grandma that died. Her and my granddad went out on a date, and I actually think it was their first date. I'd have to double check with my mom about this.
Yeah.
But she was actually wearing a white dress, and it happened.
Who wears a white dress?
I don't know. Apparently my grandma did.
Actually, these days, who wears a white anything?
I don't know, brides.
White brides. I guess that's true.
Anyway, but she was wearing a white dress, and that happened. On the first date.
But what happens
they ended
though?
Up getting married, so that's good.
It seems like something that would happen in Dawson's Creek. I don't know what he's talking
getting
about.
A period?
Again, Dawson's Creek. That seemed like all the stories that happened in the first series, the first season was all this like hardcore adolescent stuff.
And also the other misconception I think about periods that I think a lot of guys actually
don't
know.
I wonder why they call
know.
It periods. Why
know.
They call it periods?
I have no idea.
Is it like, I guess it's dots? Because
no.
periods are like, you know, hockey, there's periods in the hockey. You know what I mean? Certain periods in people's lives.
Well, like, I have no idea how
menstruation.
It's called. I don't know how it's called that, but the thing is like, I guess I got the impression when I was younger that you're bleeding down there, and yeah, you are, it is blood, but it's like a different type of blood. It's not like.
It's the death of millions of eggs.
But
or just one egg.
But it's like, it's not like blood like you cut yourself, it's like thicker.
It's real blood, America.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a good expert at talking about it, but I just want to make
I'm
clear.
Talking about the wrong guy, then.
I'm just talking to all the guys out there that have never seen it. It's like a thicker blood. I'm sure like a lot of guys don't know about it.
Why would they know about it? There's some people some guys that's just like, oh, it's happening. I've researched this before. I know what to do. Get some tissues. I'll create Tampax.
Do you remember that one tampon commercial that was like, most tampons are made by men, but this tampon was made by a woman
and produced by men.
But do you remember that commercial that
no,
said that
I,
it was like made for
commercial.
A woman or something? I don't know. It was like a few years ago. And then do you remember that Tampax Pearl? I remember they always used to advertise.
What
a,
is the Tampax
had,
Pearl?
Apparently, it's like the sleek. Tampax or whatever, and they
slick Tampax.
Yeah, like apparently, like the commercial had like a girl at a party, like a house party, and then
oh, is that when she was running through the house or something?
I don't know, but she put I don't know why she put the she put it here.
Oh,
but
she
put
it
on like a windowsill, and then it fell down the windowsill, and then she was like using this like sheet to like climb down and get it or something, like Rapunzel.
Oh, I remember that commercial. That's what I'm saying, how the tampon commercials are crazy. I remember
that's one. That's like a silly commercial, but at least it's memorable.
This is the one thing I see in the majority of those tampon commercials that there's, you know, they always do the, just like a Downy commercial where they compare. They have a split screen and they have one tampon, the other one, and you know, generic tampon and their tampon and generic tampon and two in a split screen.
And then they have the blue liquid?
Yeah, what the fuck is this blue liquid? What is this?
Know.
What is this?
They should put real period on
what
it.
It should be red. It really should be red. it'd be scary, but
I
like
I think people would gross out though. That's
I know, but like
they always make.
Why
the,
is it blue? Blue is the calmest color though, and they're like
they always
this
make
is
the tampons
looks like.
Look so fresh though.
Are they not fresh?
Well, they are. But remember in that Pee Wee Herman iPad video, and then they're like iPad, is, like magic screen is like iPad is like been made fun of on the internet for being.
Wait, whose voice are you doing?
Magic Screen.
Okay. That's not Magic Screen. That's no. He's like the French guy, right?
What French guy?
I don't know.
Anyway, but then like then like they're like, what the tampon?
A Pee-wee. What's a tampon?
And then Pee-wee was like, a tampon is something that's super clean.
Yeah, exactly. Super clean. I remember I saw a tampon or a Tampax or whatever commercial when it's two people like on a boat and there was like a clog in the boat and they're like, I can fix this. And they put
a tampon.
Yeah,
in?
And they're like ultra strong. They like stuff, yeah, right. Something like that. Now with a string.
We saved the Titanic. Just pop it in there.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, the commercials are always wild. Or they have like the, I remember there was one where it was like a musical and they followed the red dot when you followed the words with the red dot.
That was my favorite one.
Or sometimes they have like just like these muscular, not muscular, but it's like these dancers like moving around and like, now you can't feel anything. If you want to see as many tampon commercials as anyone could be, either watch the shows like Gossip Girl or any shows, you know, or America's Top Model. You'll see millions of tampon commercials. It's so nasty, too, if you think about it, what they're advertising.
But they need that. Every woman.
It's funny. It's either makeup or it's going to be like the tampon commercials. That's what you're going to get.
Well, the guys have Just for Men and like shaving products.
Yeah, but it's not
and
something
like impotence.
That, it's, it's not something that's going to stop your blood. But like, we don't,
so like the guys have, what's that disorder where they can't get,
yeah, but
up?
You don't really get that as much as the tampon commercials.
Yeah, it's on
those,
ESPN.
Those
all
budgets
the time.
For those commercials are so small for the extends and all that stuff. And then you go to tampons, it looks like they spent millions, man.
No, but what about those drugs for like,
but that doesn't get a big enough budget though.
Like Viagra. Would you ever direct a commercial for tampons?
Yeah, why not? It'd be seen by millions. And that's how we're gonna end this show, ladies and gentlemen. Joe will direct a tampon commercial. Just hire me. I'll make it the greatest one ever, and the water will be red. Ha! My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Check us out at straightproductions.com, curls-studio.com, and we will check you in next week.
Ride the crimson wave.
Yes. Be sympathetic. Good night.